It appears some stores are pulling the plug on Apple's new payment system after just a couple days.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. You pay for stuff by waving a mobile phone at a cash register. Apple's version of that was unveiled with a lot of fanfare this month. But there may be a problem, and that problem is not a technical one, but a business one. It's emerged that some big retailers, Rite Aid and CVS, have turned Apple Pay off. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has been looking into this. Good morning, Mitchell.
Hi, David.
Now, I gather CVS and Rite Aid initially were letting customers use Apple Pay in their stores. Then what, they stopped?
Right. None of the companies, not Apple or Rite Aid or CVS, is commenting on this directly. But it does appear both of these big drugstore chains have now turned off Apple Pay. Now, the way that Apple Pay works is the merchant has to have this new kind of gadget built into their checkout terminals. It communicates wirelessly with the customer's iPhone. You know, you wave the phone, it makes the payment using your credit card. But CVS and Rite Aid are also in this rival group of retailers. It's developing its own walletless payment system, and it seems they want to shut Apple Pay out and wait for their own system to launch next year.
Yeah, what's so different about this rival mobile payment system?
Well, you know, the competition to Apple, it's trying to bypass the credit card companies and, of course, their fees. So it'll link right to your debit card. But the system's probably going to be clunkier. You know, it may also be less secure than Apple Pay. We'll just have to wait and see once it comes out. And a key thing is that it is going to allow the retailers to gather customer data. So follow your purchases, offer you freebies and coupons, get you back into the store. You know, the retailers that are involved in this, it's Walmart, Best Buy, Gap, Target. They really like being able to get this data and use it to boost their sales.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, thanks for this.
You're welcome.
The big pharmaceutical company Merck just now reported profits that slightly beat expectations. About halfway through profits and loss season, an outfit called FactSet calculates that profits in general are up about 5.6% from last year's, and that's even higher than forecasts. Later today, we'll hear how Twitter did last quarter. How much time does that company have to find out a way to make money? Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
Twitter makes some money by selling ads, just not a profit. Analysts say ads aren't a great fit for what users want from Twitter. But analysts also say profits have to be there somewhere. Twitter is too useful to too many people. Here's Rebecca Lee from the Altimeter Group.
You know, I always like to say that the day television was invented is not the day that the 30-minute sitcom was invented or the one-minute advertising spot.
But some of their analogies suggest Twitter's success is not a sure thing. Rob Enderle invokes the old joke about the kid who smiled like crazy while he shoveled through a pile of horse manure.
So I honestly think there's a pony in that pile, but it's harder to discover because Twitter is just so very different than everybody else is.
He thinks Twitter's got maybe 12 to 18 months to find that pony, which, again, he thinks is in there somewhere.
So somebody eventually will come up with something that works. And if it isn't Twitter, Twitter will likely be replaced by that company.
Like Google replaced Yahoo and Facebook replaced MySpace. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.
The United Nations reports 1.3 billion tons of food gets thrown out every year. And now figuring out how to keep perfectly good produce and leftovers out of landfills has become fertile ground for tech innovators. Sasha Woodruff has the story.
Here's one way food waste happens. A farmer ships out a truckload of eggplant, but when it arrives, the reseller thinks the color's a bit off.
They say it should be darker or it should be purple. I'm not really sure what color eggplant's supposed to be, but a lot of times eggplants refuse because it's not the color they want.
Richard Gordon has trucked produce along the East Coast for 30 years. When a shipment was rejected, he'd call his brother Roger to help him find a food bank.
We realized one day that, hey, you know, Richard's calling me from a mobile computer. We should be able to find a way to take me out of the equation.
2 years ago, Roger Gordon launched the web and app service Food Cowboy. It helps truckers, wholesalers, caterers, and restaurants deliver unexpired food to charities. Food rescuers will pay 10 cents a pound, and suppliers can get a tax write-off for the donation. When food becomes available, it has to get to a rescuer fast, which is why an instant, established network is important. So, food waste apps are popping up across the country. Emily Molina is one of two MIT business students launching Spoiler Alert in Boston later this month. She explains users will pay a monthly subscription and the service will partner retailers with rescuers.
spoiler alert, would then be used to confirm the exchange, route the driver from the nonprofit to the destination where the food is available.
It's a happy coincidence for them that Massachusetts just banned large amounts of food waste from heading into the landfill. These startups hope by bringing partners together, it will reduce food dumping and also curb hunger. Trucker Richard Gordon sums it up best.
No matter how small it is, I hate to throw it away. And I can't eat that many carrots, you know.
I'm Sasha Woodruff for Marketplace.
Spoiler alert, a name so perfect it had to find an app for itself. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.